But so she's just after him. Come on, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Pues ella sigue, dime, dime, dime.
However, she wept before him 7 days.
Y ella lloró en presencia de él los siete días.
7 days.
7 días.
He has to listen to this.
Él tiene que escuchar esto.
What? Tell me something. You don't love me.
Dime,
you
Sansa, love me, no me quieres.
On the seventh day, he told her.
Mas al séptimo día, él lo declaró.
Because she pressed him so hard.
Porque le presionaba.
She then told the riddle to the sons of the people.
Y ella lo declaró a los hijos de su pueblo.
Boy, it's amazing.
Es asombroso.
I think in the army. In the army,
en el ejército,
women should be the interrogators of the enemy.
Las mujeres deben ser los que interrogan a los
they
amigos.
Can get it out of you, man.
Ellos sí pueden sacar la información.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, do y'all know that y'all can do? I mean, you want let the women be the interrogators.
Deja que las mujeres hagan las interrogaciones.
Remember the unrighteous judge?
¿Se recuerda del juez injusto?
And the woman keeps coming, give me relief from my adversary.
Y la mujer seguía viniendo, over and over. Dame justicia.
And finally he said, this woman is wearing me out.
Y por fin dijo, ay, esta mujer me desgasta.
So I don't know why it is. The ladies have the spirit of wearing you out.
No sé, como que las mujeres tienen el espíritu de poder desgastar.
All the women are looking at me like, yeah, buddy, I'll wear you out.
Y las mujeres me están mirando como.
But y'all know y'all can do that. Is that right, women? How many of you know you can do that? One, two honest women.
Que hay dos mujeres honestas.
No, anyway, some women can do that.
Pues algunas mujeres la pueden hacer.
Amen. All the men said.
Y los hombres dicen.
All the men are afraid to
no
say.
Digo nada.
They're afraid to say dicen, amen. No man no in here nada. Will say that. That's funny. Everybody's going, I'll never say that. Not one man in here has the guts to say
nada.
That. Just whisper. Just roll your eyes up at me if you mean that. You won't even roll your eyes.
Ojos, sí, así.
But I mean, here's this strong man.
Pero aquí estos
killed a lion.
Que mató un león.
Later on, he kills 1,000 Philistines.
Mató más adelante mata a 1,000 Filisteos.
And one little woman.
Y una mujercita.
Boom.
Y pow.
Takes him down.
Lo tumba.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
No, es increíble, ¿no?
Oh, well. I better move on before I get killed.
Mejor adelanto antes de que me maten.
The woman's being tested to see if she's worthy to be trusted to become Samson's wife.
La mujer está probada para ver si es digna de ser la mujer de Sansón.
Does the Lord test his people?
¿El Señor prueba a su pueblo?
Does the Lord test his bride?
¿Y prueba a su esposa, a su novia?
God tests everything.
Dios prueba
everything.
Todo.
Says.
Todo.
He tested the angels.
Él probó a los ángeles.
He tested Adam and Eve.
A Adán y Eva.
He tested Jesus.
A Jesús.
And he tests the church.
Y a la iglesia.
To see if we're going to be worthy.
Para ver si vamos a ser dignos para ser su novia.
So here we go. This woman is being tested.
Pues esta mujer está siendo probada.
And she betrays Samson.
Y ella traiciona a Sansón.
The seven days it was tested.
Fue probado por 7 días.
The number 7 means complete.
El número 7 significa completo.
Now then,
ahora,
I want you to see something.
Quiero que vean
the warfare,
la guerra,
that comes against the deliverer,
que viene en contra del libertador.
Once you sign up,
ya cuando uno se inscribe,
and say I'm going to go after the enemy,
y dice yo voy detrás del enemigo,
he comes in.
Él viene
to try to destroy.
Para tratar de destruirte.
And he comes in through the family most of the time.
Y él suele venir a través de la familia.
I mean, I see, let me tell you what, everywhere I go,
donde quiera que yo vaya,
I see this problem.
Yo veo esto.
I see it in the people in the church.
Yo lo veo en la gente de la iglesia.
I see it with the pastors.
Con los pastores.
I see it with the leaders.
Con los líderes.
I see it everywhere.
Donde quiera.
Those of you that went with me on the trip,
los que fueron
am I,
conmigo en,
am
en
I
esta
lying
misión,
or is this true?
Estoy mintiendo.
Lord, is this true?
¿Es cierto?
Israel? Gabby?
Sí, es cierto.
Anybody else here that went with me? Rafa? Is this true? Okay, it's true.
Sí, que es cierto.
It's very difficult.
Es muy difícil
to fight the war,
pelear la batalla,
when you're fighting another one at home.
Cuando está batallando contra alguien en casa.
It's really hard.
Es dificilísimo.
And the enemy is very, very good.
Y el enemigo es muy eficaz
at coming in
en entrar
and causing division,
causando divisiones,
and battles in the home.
Y batallas en la casa.
And we have to be very aware,
y tenemos que estar muy conscientes,
of this struggle,
de esta batalla.
Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody here aware of that struggle?
¿Alguien aquí está consciente de esta batalla?
Okay, so he will use,
pues él usará,
the spouse,
el cónyuge,
children,
los hijos,
finances, anything
las
he
finanzas,
can use,
lo que él pueda usar,
to take you down,
para tumbarte.
So this is a war that comes against anyone that is going to be a spiritual warrior.
Y esto es una guerra que va en contra de cualquier que va a ser un
guerrero
espiritual.
And we have got to learn how to fight this battle.
Y tenemos que aprender a pelear esta batalla.
And we have to learn who the real enemy is.
Y entender quién es el enemigo de
verdad. We also have to understand that the flesh is weak.
Y tenemos también que entender que la carne es débil.
The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak.
El espíritu está presto, pero
how many know that your spirit has been willing to do things, but your flesh has been weak?
¿Cuántos saben que el espíritu tuyo está disponible, pero tu carne es débil?
We have to learn to overcome the flesh.
Tenemos que aprender a vencer la carne.
I talked about this, I think, in Guatemala.
Hablé de esto en Guatemala.
So the men of the city said to him on the seventh day, before the sun went down, in verse 18, what is sweeter than honey and what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would have not found out my riddle.
Al séptimo día antes que el sol se pusiese, los de la ciudad le dijeron, ¿qué cosa más dulce que la miel? ¿Y qué cosa más fuerte que el león? Y él los respondió, si no harás seis con mi novilla, nunca hubieras descubierto mi enigma.
That's kind of a weird way of saying you've been messing with my wife, buddy.
Una manera
rara, been plowing with my heifer.
Que ha estado con mi mujer.
If you hadn't done that, you wouldn't know.
Si no hubiera hecho eso, no
so,
sabría.
What does the enemy want to do?
Pues, ¿qué quiere hacer el enemigo?
He wants to invade.
Él quiere invadir
the secret places.
El lugar secreto.
The intimate places.
El lugar íntimo.
Of your life.
De tu vida.
You understand?
¿Entiende?
This is a secret thing. A secret.
Es algo secreto.
Between him and his wife. Nobody else knew.
Él y su esposa.
And the enemy wants to invade
y el
enemigo that area.
Quiere invadir esa
and
área.
Then just
y entonces
blow it
explotar,
up.
Hacerlo explotar.
And you'll see later on it causes a big problem.
Y va a ver que esto causa un gran problema.
His wife.
Su esposa.
Had a Philistine heart, not the heart of the Lord.
Tenía un corazón que no era de Dios.
So, in the family, we have to learn and recognize the tactics of the enemy when he tries to infiltrate through the family members.
En la familia, uno tiene que reconocer las tácticas del enemigo cuando él trata de infiltrar a través de los familiares.
But most of the time, it says that if the head of the house knew when the thief was coming, he'd be on the alert.
Si el cabeza del hogar sabía cuando venía el ladrón, estaría alerta.
Many times, we're not alert.
Pero muchas veces no estamos alertos.
Samson was not alert.
Sansón no estaba alerto.
And the enemy came in.
Ella,
but still, this was a setup.
Entró.
This was a setup. It says, verse 19.
En verso 19.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashlan. And he killed 30 of them, took their spoil, and gave the changes of clothes to those who told the riddle. And his anger burned, and he went up to his father's house.
Y el Espíritu de Jehová vino sobre él y descendió a Cación y mató a 30 hombres de ellos y tomando sus despojos dio al de mudas de vestidos a los que habían explicado el enigma y encendido el enojo se volvió a casa de su padre.
I keep hearing, is there a phone on? Okay, something, no. Baby, oh, it's a baby. Oh, it's okay. I just kept hearing something. I was going, what's going on? So he got upset. With his wife,
Se molestó con su esposa.
And he killed 30 Philistines.
Y mató a 30 filisteos.
And took their clothes and brought it back.
Y tomó sus vestidos y se los entregó.
And went to his father's house.
Entonces fue a casa de su papá.
Didn't go back to his wife.
No
went to his father's house.
No regresó a su esposa.
And Samson's wife was given to his companion who had been his friend.
Y la mujer de Sansón fue dada a su compañero, a cual había tratado.
So he took his wife and gave her to the best man.
Pues le agarraron la esposa y le dieron al mejor amigo.
It's kind of like you're standing up to get married and the wife runs off with the best man while you're saying the vows or something.
Es como que uno está ahí para casarse y la novia va con el amigo de la esposa.
I don't trust you.
Digo, yo no confío en ti.
I'll give you to the man that you betrayed me to.
Yo te doy a este hombre que, con quien me has traicionado.
So she betrayed him.
Pues ella lo traicionó.
So he had been a friend.
Él había sido un
but
amigo.
Now his wife betrayed Samson to his friend.
Ahora la mujer le traicionó a Sansón con su amigo.
And then think about Satan.
Entonces piensa en Satanás.
Satan was a friend of Jesus.
Satanás era amigo de Jesús.
He was in heaven with him, next to God.
Estaba en el cielo con él, al lado de
Been
Dios.
A close friend.
Era un amigo cercano.
He betrayed him.
Y lo traicionó.
Then he turned a third of the angels against Jesus.
Y entonces también hizo que un tercio de los ángeles también se volvieran en contra de Jesús.
Then he seduced Adam and Eve.
También sedujo a Adán y Eva.
So that spirit of betrayal is very strong.
Ese espíritu de traición es muy fuerte.
Let's go to Judges 15, verse 1.
Ahora, Jueces 15:1.
After a while, in the time of wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat and said, I will go into my wife in her room. But her father would not let him enter.
Aconteció después de algún tiempo que en los días de la siega de trigo, Sansón visitó a su mujer con un cabrito, diciendo, entraré a mi mujer en el aposento, mas el padre de ella no lo dejó entrar.
So I guess he's having second thoughts now or something.
Como que ya lo está pensando de nuevo.
He's lonely.
Se siente solito ya.
So he brings a goat as an offering.
Pues trae un cabrito como una...
But the father says, no way, Jose.
Pero el papá dice,
You're not coming in.
Tú no vas a entrar aquí.
And her father said, I really thought you hated her intensely, so I gave her to your companion.
Y dijo el padre de ella, me persuadí que la aborrecías y la di a tu compañero.
And, but her father did not let him in. Is not her younger sister more beautiful than she? Let her be yours.
Mas su hermana menor no es más hermosa que ella. Tómala pues en su lugar.
So the father took the daughter and gave it over to the companion.
Pues el padre fue que se entregó a la mujer de Sansón a su compañero.
Samson was mad. He abandoned her.
Sansón estaba enojado.
He said, "So I gave her to him to be the wife."
Él dijo, pues se lo di a él.
And now Samson, he's not having a very good day.
Ahora Sansón no está teniendo un muy buen día.
His wife betrays him.
Su esposa le
traiciona. Now he goes to maybe reclaim her.
Ahora va como para reclamarla.
And the father's given her away to another man,
y
his
el suegro
friend.
Le había dado a otro hombre.
And so he said, just take the younger sister. She's more beautiful anyway.
Y le dice, pues toma la hermana menor, que es más bella que ella.
I don't know how the younger sister felt about that.
No sé cómo la hermana sentiría de eso.
Samson said, this time I'll be blameless in regard to the Philistines when I do them harm.
Verse 3. Entonces le dijo Sansón, sin culpa seré esta vez respecto de los filisteos.
Samson, now he's mad again.
Ahora Sansón está enojado otra vez.
And now he's going after the Philistines again.
Ahora va en contra de los filisteos otra vez.
So this whole scenario has set up this confrontation between Samson and the Philistines.
Pues toda esta situación como que hizo para esta confrontación entre los filisteos y Sansón.
So he caught 300 foxes.
Y fue Sansón y cazó 300 zorras.
I don't know how he did that, but that's got to be a pretty big job.
No sé cómo la hizo, pero eso sería un trabajo grande.
To catch 300 foxes.
Para cazar 300 zorras.
How do you catch 300 foxes?
¿Cómo uno agarra 300 zorras?
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
Chad, you know how to catch 300 foxes?
Chad,
a lot of traps.
Con muchas trampas.
I mean, you got to be pretty fast.
Tiene que ser bastante rápido.
But 300 foxes, I mean,
300 zorras.
That's a big job right there.
Es un trabajo grande.
So he catches 300 foxes.
Pues él atrapa 300 zorras.
And he turned the foxes tail to tail.
Y las tomó teas y junto cola con cola.
So the way I picture this,
en la manera que lo veo en mi mente,
that he tied these foxes' tails together.
Las enlazó sus colas juntas.
Now can you imagine 300 foxes lined up with their tails all tied together?
Imagínese 300 zorras así en una
línea. That would have been worth it, to just the price of admission, to see that.
Eso sería, eso valdría la pena ver eso.
Would anybody in here please do that?
¿Alguien aquí lo puede hacer?
Because I want to see it.
Porque yo lo quiero ver.
300 foxes. And I mean, can you imagine tying two foxes together without them chewing your hand off or something?
¿Te puedes imaginar enlazando a dos zorros?
To me, this is really funny.
Las manos.
Really funny. And he took torches.
Y tomó torchas.
And put it in the middle between the two tails.
Y soltó las zorras. Sí, puso eso
and that's, I guess that's where it comes about getting your tail set on fire, right? Right here. That's where it first came. So they got these foxes all tied together. And their tails are on fire.
Y ya sus colas están encendidas en fuego.
And can you imagine them running with that?
Imagínese ellos corriendo con eso.
That would be hilarious.
Eso sería muy chistoso.
That would just, that to me, that's funny. You don't think that's funny?
Para mí eso es muy chistoso, no creo.
I think that's hilarious.
Para mí es chistosísimo.
The foxes didn't think it was too funny.
Las zorras no lo creen muy chistoso.
They're probably trying to run and put out the fire.
Imagina, están tratando de correr y apagar el fuego.
Well, the Cruelty to Animals Association would have a real problem with this, wouldn't
sí,
they?
La asociación en contra de la crueldad.
So here's 300 foxes lined up with their tails tied together.
Pues aquí están las zorras con sus colas así enlazadas.
And a fox is probably, what, 12, 18 inches long, something like that,
sí,
foot and a half.
Es como
so it's about 450 foot of foxes. 450 feet of foxes,
pies de zorras.
It's longer than a football field.
Yeah, es más largo que un campo
and
de
with
americano.
Torches in their tails and on fire.
Y con sus colas en fuego.
And here they come.
Y aquí vienen.
When he had set fire to the torches, he released the foxes to the grain of the Philistines, burning up the shocks and the standing grain, along with the vineyards and the grove.
Después, encendiendo las teas, soltó las zorras en los sembrados de los filisteos y quemó las mieses amontanadas en pie, viñas y olivares.
How did he get them to go that way, I wonder?
¿Cómo él hizo que ellos fueran para allá?
I would think those things would be trying to run any way they could.
Me imagino que quisieran ir.
How they stayed together without skinning themselves, I have no idea.
¿Cómo se quedaron juntos sin matarse uno a otro? No,
this had to be a supernatural thing.
Esto tenía que ser algo sobrenatural.
For all those foxes to run together,
para que todas esas zorras,
and go into the fields and burn the fields down.
Y ir en los campos y quemar todas las mieses.
Anyway, whatever, that's the way it happened.
Pero así fue que pasó.
And so it burned up all the grain, all the vineyards.
Pues quemó todas las viñas y los olivares.
And then the Philistines said, "Who did this?"
Y los filisteos dijeron, ¿quién
and they
hizo
said,
esto?
"Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he took his wife and gave her to his companion." So the Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire.
Contestaron Sansón, el yerno del Timnateo, por lo que quitó su mujer y le dio a su compañero, y vinieron los filisteos y la quemaron a ella y a su padre.
And those guys were bad.
Eso sí eran malvados.
This is the original terrorist.
Eso sí eran los terroristas originales.
So they didn't like it too well what happened. So they go and they burn the father and burn her with fire.
Pues no les gustó lo que pasó, pues ahí quemaron a ella y a su papá.
And Samson said to them, "Since you act like this, I will take revenge on you, but after that I will quit."
Entonces Sansón le dijo, ya que así habéis hecho, juro que me vengaré de vosotros y después desistiré.
Now you got to understand this.
Tiene que entender eso.
Samson is one man.
Sansón es un hombre.
One guy.
Un hombre.
Fighting this battle by himself.
Peleando esta batalla solo.
He has nobody else with him.
No tiene a nadie con él.
His father's not fighting with him.
Su papá no está peleando con
his
él.
Wife is now dead.
Su esposa ya está muerta.
He has no army.
No tiene ejército.
One man.
Un hombre.
Doing this fight.
Haciendo esta pelea.
It's a pretty interesting
bastante
thing
interesante
that's going on here.
Lo que está pasando.
He struck them ruthlessly with a great slaughter, and he went down and lived in the cleft of the rock of Edom.
Y los hirió cadera y muslo con gran mortandad, y descendió y habitó en la cueva de la peña de Etam.
And it says, then the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and spread out in Lehi.
Entonces los filisteos subieron y acamparon en Judá y se extendieron por Lehi.
And the men of Judah said, why have you come up against us? And they said, we've come up to bind Samson to do to him as he did to us.
Y los varones de Judá le dijeron, ¿por qué habéis subido contra nosotros? Y ellos respondieron, a prender a Sansón, hemos subido para hacerle como él nos ha hecho.
Once you sign up to fight this enemy,
ya que tú te inscribes para pelear contra este enemigo,
he is not going to quit,
él no se va a dejar por
until
vencido,
he tries to destroy you.
Hasta que trate de destruirte.
I mean, this is something we need to understand.
Es algo que tenemos que entender.
Don't ever think
no creas
the enemy is going to back off of your life.
Que el enemigo se va a alejar de tu vida.
He is not going to back off.
No se va a alejar.
You cannot make a peace with this enemy.
No puede hacer paz con este enemigo.
Once you punch him in the nose, once you destroy some of the enemy,
ya que lo golpeas o lo destruye parte de su ejército,
don't think you can say, well, you know, we'll see you later, I'm not going to worry about you anymore.
No creas que va a decir, ah, pues, nos vemos después, ya no me voy a preocupar de ti.
He's coming for revenge.
Él viene para la venganza.
And 3,000 of the men of Judah went to the cleft of the rock and said to Samson, do you not know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What then is this that you have done to us? He said to them, as they did to me, I've done to them.
Y vinieron 3,000 hombres de Judá a la cueva de la peña de Etam y dijeron a Sansón, ¿no sabes tú que los filisteos dominan sobre nosotros? ¿Por qué no has hecho esto? Y él respondió, yo les he hecho como ellos me hicieron.
So now they're mad at Samson because the Philistines are coming against these men of Judah.
Ahora los hombres de Judá están enojados con Sansón porque los filisteos van en contra de ellos.
And so it's like, the enemy's mad at him. His own people are mad at him.
Pues el enemigo está contra él y ahora su propio pueblo está enojado con él.
Nobody likes the deliverer.
A nadie le gusta el libertador.
And they said, we've come to bind you and give you into their hands of the Philistines. And Samson said, swear to me that you won't kill me.
Ellos entonces le dijeron, nosotros hemos venido para prenderte y entregarte en manos de los filisteos. Y Sansón les respondió, jurarme que vosotros no me mataréis.
And they said, no, we won't kill you, but we'll bind you fast and give you into their hands, yet surely we will not kill you. Then they bound him with 2 new ropes and brought him up from the rock.
Y ellos respondieron diciendo, no, solamente te prenderemos y te entregaremos en sus manos, mas no te mataremos.
So here's Samson.
Entonces aquí está Sansón.
His own people bind him up with new ropes.
Su pueblo
so he can't get away.
Su pueblo lo ataron con cuerdas.
And they say, we won't kill you, we'll deliver you to the hands of the enemy.
Dicen, no te mataremos, sino te vamos a entregar al enemigo.
So here he goes to bound.
Pues ahí va atado.
To the Philistine camp.
Para ir al campamento de los filisteos.
When he came to Lehi, verse 14.
Y así cuando llegó hasta Lehi,
the Philistines shouted as they met him.
Los filisteos salieron gritando a su encuentro.
It's like, hallelujah, we got him now. We're gonna take care of this man.
Diciendo, aleluya, ahora lo tenemos.
And the spirit, the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily.
Pero el espíritu de Jehová vino sobre él.
Now you got to get the picture.
Tiene que ver el
Samson is just a normal guy.
Sansón es un hombre regular.
I don't think he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No creo que se veía como Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, I don't think he looked like Mr. America.
No creo que se veía como Mr.
Had
America.
Big muscles or anything. I think he's just
con
a regular guy.
Músculos grandes ni nada así.
Maybe like Oscar.
Tal vez como Oscar.
Maybe not that regular, but.
Tal vez no tan regular.
But he was just a regular guy.
Pero un hombre regular.
But the difference,
la diferencia,
is when the Spirit of the Lord comes on.
Era cuando el Espíritu de Jehová venía sobre él.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, those that went to Guatemala and El Salvador.
Los que fueron a Guatemala y El Salvador.
You know, we're just regular guys, right?
Somos gente regular, ¿no?
Right?
¿Verdad?
Just regular little people.
Yo, gente regular.
Amen.
Amen.
But,
pero,
the Spirit of the Lord comes,
el Espíritu de Dios viene,
they become Mighty Mouth.
Y somos como Superman.
Mighty Mouth.
Sí. No, Superman.
Mighty Mouth,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say
you don't know Mighty Mouth
in Spanish. I know Superman.
Superman.
There we go.
Superman, Wonder Woman, all rolled up in one.
La Mujer Maravilla.
Because the Spirit of the Lord comes.
Cuando el Espíritu del Jehová viene.
And when the Spirit of the Lord comes,
cuando el Espíritu de Dios viene,
you take the shirt off, there's a big S right here.
Quitamos la camisa y tenemos la S grande.
Hallelujah.
Superman.
Look at that, devil.
Mira esto, diablo.
And so that's what happens to Samson.
Y eso es lo que pasa a Sansón.
And he said the ropes on his arms were like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds dropped from his hands.
Y los dice que las cuerdas eran como nada y se quitaron de sus brazos.
So he just broke the ropes like this. Boom.
Pues los rompió así fácilmente.
Imagine the Philistines are going, uh-oh.
Y los filisteos a lo mejor están diciendo,
we done picked on the wrong dude, man.
Hemos metido con el equivocado aquí.
This is not looking too good for the home team.
Esto no se ve muy bien para nuestro equipo.
The visiting team has something we don't have.
El otro equipo como que tiene algo que nosotros no tenemos.
He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey.
Which verse?
Verse 15.
Y hallando una quijada de asno fresca.
So there's a dead donkey laying around somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, pues había un asno muerto por
and
ahí.
It's pretty fresh.
Y estaba fresca.
In other words,
dice,
it's not brittle.
Yo todavía no, and no estaba
a
seco.
Donkey's jawbone, what, about that long, maybe?
Y la quijada like de un asno es como así de largo, tal vez.
I mean, for me, I'd be looking for an AK-47, not a jawbone of a donkey.
Yo buscaría una ametralladora. No, una quijada de un asno.
But I guess when you're in a bind like that, you pick up anything you can find.
Pero cuando uno está en problema, so uno busca lo que haya.
He gets the jawbone of a donkey.
Y agarra la quijada del asno.
And that's his weapon.
Y esa es su arma.
And he killed 1,000 men with it.
Y mató con ella 1,000 hombres.
That's a bad dude right there, brother.
Ese sí es alguien fuerte.
If you can kill 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey,
si puede matar a 1,000 hombres con la quijada de un asno,
what could you do with a sword, man?
Imagínese con una espada.
I mean, okay, we're going to get, Oscar, I would like for you to get your golf club.
Oscar, quiero que traiga tu,
and swing it 1,000 times.
Tu club de golf y darle la vuelta ahí 1,000 veces.
You'll be going.
Va a estar,
I can't even imagine, can you imagine something like that?
Imagínese algo así.
I mean, and you're thinking, are the teeth going to fall out of the jawbone?
Y uno piensa que si los dientes,
I mean,
se van allá salir.
How does that jawbone keep from breaking?
¿Cómo es que no se quebró la quijada del asno?
I mean, I have all these questions. One day I'm going to ask Samson.
Yo tengo muchas preguntas que un día le voy a preguntar a
Samson. How did you do that, buddy?
¿Cómo es que hiciste eso?
It had to be supernatural.
Tenía que ser sobrenatural.
I mean, the jawbone of a donkey kills 1,000 men. Boom, 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 boom.
La quijada
boom,
de un asno
boom,
mata
boom,
1,000 hombres.
You know, I guess they're stacked up all around him, you know.
Me imagino que están ahí amontonados alrededor de él.
And then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men.
Entonces Samson dijo, con la quijada de un asno, un montón, dos montones, con la quijada de un asno, maté a 1,000 hombres.
So he's kind of bragging a little bit.
Pues se está jactando ahí
but,
un poco.
But hey, if you killed 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey, would you brag a little bit?
Si tú mataste a 1,000 hombres con eso, ¿no te jactarías tú?
I call it Channel 8. Come on out here. I want to show you something.
Yeah. Me pondría ahí en el teléfono.
You know, ESPN Sports, come here.
A llamar a la televisión a venir.
Look what I just did.
Mira lo que acabo de hacer.
So he's telling everybody, I killed 1,000 men.
Me está diciendo, maté a 1,000 hombres.
So, you know, it's really important that we understand,
pues es importante que entendamos,
the anointing of the Lord.
La unción del Señor.
The anointing of the Lord.
La unción del Señor.
Believe me, he couldn't have done that by himself.
Él no puede hacer eso solito.
Just like what we were able to see in Guatemala and El Salvador.
Como lo que pudimos ver en Guatemala y El Salvador.
Believe me.
Créeme.
If the Lord had not anointed us to do that, we could not have done that.
Si el Señor no nos hubiera ungido, no habríamos podido
so
hacer
it's the
nada.
Anointing of the Spirit.
Es la unción del Espíritu.
That gives you the ability to destroy the enemy.
Que te da la capacidad para destruir al enemigo.
And you know, symbolically.
Simbólicamente,
when we go to do deliverance,
cuando vamos a hacer la liberación,
who knows?
¿Quién sabe?
How many demons?
¿Cuántos demonios
are cast out?
Salen.
I mean, we're not counting.
No estamos contando.
Probably hundreds and thousands.
A lo mejor cientos y miles.
I remember the one girl last year that played the violin. She had legions. Remember, Gabby?
Me recuerdo
legions.
Sí, la joven que tocaba el violín tenía legiones.
That's up to at least 6,000.
Eso son como 6,000.
So you don't know. It's the same thing today.
Pues uno no sabe lo mismo hoy en lo espiritual.
When we go in to fight. When we go in to fight. Amen?
Cuando vamos a pelear.
So it's the Spirit of the Lord on the deliverer.
Pues es el Espíritu de Dios sobre el libertador.
And when he finished speaking, he threw the jawbone from his hand, named the place Ramoth Leha.
Y acabando de hablar, arrojó de su mano la quijada y le llamó a aquel lugar Ramoth Leha.
It says, then he became very thirsty. He called to the Lord and said, you've given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. Now shall I die of thirst and fall in the hands of the uncircumcised?
Y teniendo gran sed, clamó luego a Jehová y dijo, tú has dado esta grande salvación por la mano de tu siervo y moriré yo ahora de sed y caeré en manos de los
incircuncisos. So this is something important. Something very important.
Pues esto es importante.
He said, yeah, he said, look, you allowed me to kill 1,000 Philistines.
Dice, mira, has permitido que yo matara a mil
filisteos. Now, are you going to let me die of thirst?
Ahora me vas a dejar morir de sed.
Okay, so think about this.
Piensa en esto.
If the Lord has allowed you
si el Señor permitió
to defeat the enemy,
derrotar el enemigo,
to win a great battle,
y ganar una gran
do you think
batalla,
he's going to let you just die?
¿Crees que te va a dejar morir ahora?
From something like thirst or hunger.
Como la
you think
sed,
he's going to do that?
Hambre o algo así? ¿Crees?
The Lord is not going to bring you where he's brought you to.
El Señor no te va a traer
listen,
donde él te ha traído.
The Lord is not going to bring you where he's brought you
el
to.
El Señor no te va a llevar donde él
give
te
you
ha
all
llevado
the victories that you've had.
A darte todas las victorias
and
que
then let some other little thing kill you.
Para dejar que una cosita te mate.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to do it.
Él no va a ser así.
So how many of you have seen some great victories? Amen?
¿Cuántas han visto unas grandes victorias?
And maybe you're facing something right now.
Y tal vez está enfrentando algo ahora.
And you say, Lord, you've given me this great victory before. Are you going to let me die in this?
Dios, tú me has dado estas grandes victorias antes y ahora me vas a dejar morir por esto?
No.
La respuesta
I'm
es
not going to
no.
let you die in this.
No te vas a
you
morir
may think
eso.
You're going to die.
Tal vez tú piensas que vas a morir.
But what did he do? He called on the Lord.
¿Pero qué hizo? Clamó a Jehová.
He called on the Lord.
Clamó a Jehová.
And the Lord split the hollow place that is in Leha so that water came out of it. When he drank, his strength returned. He revived and he named it in Hakakor.
Entonces abrió Dios la cuenca de que hay en el Leí y salió de ahí agua. Y él bebió y recobró su espíritu y reanimó. Por esto el nombre de aquel lugar en Aocorre.
So the Lord answered his cry.
Y pues el Señor contestó su
do?
Clamor. Nosotros qué
when
hacemos?
When we win the victories.
Cuando ganamos las victorias.
And then all of a sudden it looks like everything's going to crash in on us.
Y entonces parece que todo se nos va a derrumbar.
You say, Lord, you're not going to let me die now, are you?
Dice,
after
Señor,
all of this?
No vas a dejar que me muera
help,
ahora
help
después
me.
De esto. Ayúdame.
And boom, he brought water out of the rock.
Y boom, trajo agua de la peña.
And it says he judged Israel for 20 years.
Y dice, y juzgó a Israel en los días de los filisteos 20 años.
So God established him as
pues,
a deliverer.
Dios lo estableció
as a warrior,
como libertador y guerrero.
The people saw it.
La gente lo vio.
They had confidence in him.
Tuvieron
in his,
confianza
the anointing.
En él.
For 20 years,
y por 20 años,
he judged Israel and they stayed free. Amen.
Y juzgó a Israel y estaban libres.
Samson.
Samson.
We have any Samsons in here?
¿Tenemos algunos Sansones aquí?
Any Samsons?
¿Algún Sansón aquí?
Any Samsonites?
Sansonas.
Y'all didn't get that, did you? That's a women's woman, Samson, a Samsonite.
Una Sansona.
A Samsonette. Whatever Samsonetta. You want to call it, anyway.
Sansonita.
Samsonite, Samsonettes, whatever. Baby Samson. Samsonites. Okay. Anyway, we need to be like Samson.
Tenemos que ser con Sansón.
In some ways.
De alguna manera.
This boy had a problem.
Porque él sí tuvo problemas.
And we'll see later on that he had a problem.
Y más adelante vamos a ver cómo.
And it cost him his life.
Que le costó la vida.
Cost him his ministry.
Y su ministerio.
We don't want to be like Samson in that regard.
No queremos ser como Sansón.
Are you ready to worship the Lord? Father, bless you.